Praise the Lord. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. I am so thrilled that you're with me today and that you've taken time to stop your busy schedule, life, whatever you're doing, and join me to understand some things in the Word that maybe you wouldn't hear anywhere else. And I know for sure you wouldn't hear it the way you're going to hear it from me. So, honey, thank you for joining, and let's praise Him. Before we get into our scripture, in 1 John 4:9, it says to us, love clears damage. Love clears damage for sure. Thank you, Father, that you reveal yourself to us greater than ever before. In your presence, Father, we stand perfect. We stand holy. We stand in your love and your joy and your goodness. And I give you praise and glory, Father, that you are alive in our spirit, one, fused with our spirit, never to be undone, in your image. Thank you, Father God, that you reveal yourself in this message today as you speak through me and you speak to those hearing you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. It's done. Amen, amen. 1 John 4:9 says, love clears damage. Amen? God is love. Oh, how many times have we heard that? God is love. God is love. Well, let's continue to understand what that means. That means that we, because He is love, that we love each other and we love ourselves because love comes from Him. It doesn't come from your buddy down the street. It doesn't come out of the magazine you're reading. It doesn't come off the TV program you're watching. Love comes from God. The love, deepest, greatest love in the world comes from Him. And God put a name on Him, on that love. He named Him Jesus, His Son. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. Everyone. God knows you love Him because He put His love in you when He made you. He knew you before He made you in your mother's womb. That's before the book of Genesis. It's before creation of the earth. It's before creation of the universe. It's before the creation of the universes. You were in the heart of God in His love. That's who you are. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love. See, you get to choose. You get to choose to love. You get to choose to hate. You get to choose to worry, to struggle, to despair. You get to choose to be joyful. You get to choose whatever attitude and presence of mind you want to have. That's called God giving you a will. So the person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God. The person who refuses to love. I know people who refuse to love. Well, why, Rose? Why would they refuse to love? They don't know how to agree to love. And they don't know how to agree and expect God to help them experience and express the love that He's put in them. That may be because of something that's happened in their life, a tragedy, a loss, an abuse, a disappointment, a failure. There's so many things that could add into that in the flesh, of the flesh person. But God says, because God is love, you can't know Him if you don't love. You can't know God if you don't love. Well, Rose, I don't feel love. I don't feel love for my cousin, my brother, my sister, my mama, my daddy, my ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, ex-wife. Feelings are real, but they're not the truth. I want you to learn to say, thank you, Father, you love me. Thank you, Father, I love you because you put your love in me. This is how God showed His love for us. God sent His only Son, Jesus. He sent His only Son, Jesus, into the world so that we might live and love through Him. So that we might live and love through Him. This is the kind of love we're talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son, Jesus, as a sacrifice to clear away our sins. clear away our bad attitudes, our hate, our anger, our frustration, our damnation. Clear it away and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. God intends for you to have the most finest, greatest, best relationship any human could ever have with Him. You are His whosoever. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord and expect His love shall be rewarded. God says these things in His own word. He says this by His own voice. So let's understand that love clears damage. And it clears it right quick, beloved, because God is great and He has great things planned for you. He has wisdom. God has wisdom that's beyond your understanding. He has great faith in you. He is great faith in you. He has healing. He is healing in you, for you. He has joy. He is joy. Everybody wants to talk about what God has. Well, God doesn't just have time. He is time. He doesn't just have peace. He is peace. He doesn't just have comfort. He is comfort. And when God's wisdom says that His perfect will is yours, He means it. John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes... Who's the Spirit of truth? The Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, Jesus' Spirit. All are the truth of the Spirit. And when the Spirit of truth comes, He, Jesus, He, God, He, Holy Spirit, will guide you into all truth. And let's don't get hung up on He being a he or a she like we think in the flesh. He in the Bible does not acknowledge or she, a gender. Because God doesn't operate in genders. He doesn't think in terms of he or she. He is meaning you, anybody. He will not speak on His own, but will tell you what He has heard. He will tell you about the future. Now, John the disciple was writing this by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and he was referring to Jesus. Jesus will guide you into all truth. Jesus will not speak on His own. Jesus will tell you what He has heard, and He will tell, and Jesus will tell you about the future. If you want to know about your future, just thank Jesus. He knows about it, and He'll tell you. Just thank Him. Almighty God says to say thank you in communication with the Holy Spirit alive in you. Because He speaks, He, the Holy Spirit, speaks through God's great faith and becomes effective in acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. See, the Holy Spirit acknowledges all the great things that God has in you through Himself. He acknowledges that. Let's praise the Lord this way. Thank you, Father, I hear Your voice, my good shepherd. Thank you, Father, I hear You, my Father's voice. Thank you, Father, I never follow the voice of a stranger. I hear the voice of You, Father, and of You, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. This day I believe in my heart, saying with my mouth, only Your will is done in my life. Jesus is King of Kings. Jesus is Lord of Lords. You can walk, live, talk, act in a manner worthy of your royal Holy Champion, King Jesus, as His royal, holy champion child. You're an heir to a kingdom. His kingdom. The kingdom of God. My King Jesus lives inside me. Thank You, Father, You're fully pleased with me in all things, bearing Your good fruit in Your every good work in my life. Something really bad happens in your life, and immediately, I've heard people later say, oh, if my child hadn't been in that car wreck, or my son hadn't had cancer, or my wife hadn't had diabetes, or whatever, I'd have never known God like I do. Yes, you would have. Yes, you would have. You don't have to have diseases, be run over by a truck to know it'll kill you, and to hear and see God better. That is not how God operates. I want you to understand that Jesus was made wisdom for you. He was made for you to be wisdom in Him. It says, in Him, of Him, by Him, with Him, from Him, of whom, for whom, in the New Testament, 169 times. And every time is a confirmation of the time before, of who God is. When Jesus said, you, Father, were made wisdom for me, now He was saying that He walked and lived with the Father single-mindedly. Wisdom keeps you knowing what to do in every situation. Wisdom is the correct use of the knowledge that you have. You can't have any more correct knowledge than the knowledge you have. You can't act on knowledge you don't have. So we're going to stop, take a little break, offer the great, great ministry books and CDs or whatever we have for you. And I want you to sow your seeds to order and call in for that and call in for praising the Lord with me. And when you do that, we're going to bless you. We're going to be such a blessing for you, and you're going to be a blessing to us and to the Lord. But to Him first, you're going to bless Him first. When you get back with me, we're going to keep learning about what works are to the Lord, what all the hard work you've been doing for the Lord is and what it means for Him. God wants you to work, but not labor. Labor and work are two different things. Toiling, laboring, that is completely different than working. So when we get back, we'll talk about that. And I love you, and I'll see you in just a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior pray over you, call 859-548-2762. Or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
I'm so happy you've stayed with me to hear about how your works are on the Lord. Your works are on the Lord. What that means is He does the work. You don't toil and labor for God. He doesn't need you to toil and labor. He wants you to work and work at and on something, but the work that you do is on Him to perform it. The works are for Him to bring to pass. When you understand that He helps make your thoughts agreeable to Him. He helps make your thoughts agreeable to Him. You don't have to make your thoughts agreeable to Him. You don't have to make them agreeable. He helps you make them agreeable. His plans are established and succeed. God's plans are established and succeed. And He directs your every step. When I first read that years ago, I thought, oh my Lord, He couldn't have directed that step or that step or that step. Oh no, He couldn't have directed that step. No, He didn't direct the steps that were not of Him. I directed those steps. And they brought me grief and sorrow.
sad, sad results. He directs our every step and makes our every step safe and secure. That means He's directing the steps that are secure for you. He's directing the steps that are safe for you. God's not going to take you in steps and ways that are not safe for you. And there'll be no go forward if there are no steps. To step forward, you have to step. And you have to step in the safety of the Lord. When you grasp what His will is, when you just grasp that the will of God for you is that you be blessed and you be His blessing. God's will for you is that you be loved and be loving. God's will for you is that you rise to places beyond your dreams, greater than you could ever dare ask or hope or imagine. You rise to those places because He takes you there. That's steps ordered by the Lord. That's His will for you. God is never vague. He's never thoughtless. He's never foolish. He's never careless. He's never lazy or slothful. I don't know about you, but I've had very slothful times in my life. I've had lazy times in my life. I've had careless times in my life, thoughtless times in my life. How many times have you said something and you, get that back in there? Well, pencils have erasers for reasons, beloved. They're so you can erase something you wrote you don't want. And Jesus is your eraser on the big pencil of life. And He erases things that you've said or done that were not the best for you. God wants you to understand that as He made you a strong mountain. I've taught on this for years now. He made you His strong mountain. And as His strong mountain, that means you're firm and mature in spiritual development. And you're convinced and developed fully confident in everything He's willed for you. I was asked this week by someone I deeply respect and admire. What would you say, Rose, has changed in the last 5 years in your life? What have you done? What would you like to do now that you've not done or would do different? And I said, not one thing. Not one thing. God is in charge of my life. And what I have not done, He already knew I wouldn't do it. It wasn't that I wouldn't. It just didn't happen. And He knows I'm right where He wants me. And I know He's right where He wants me. That's convinced, beloved. Well, if you could do everything different, what would you do? I said, I would not do it different. I acted on the wisdom and the knowledge I had at the time I acted. So I can't go back and say, if I'd known this then, I wouldn't have done that. You can't do that. You can't go back because yesterday's over. It's as gone can get. It's as far as the east is the west, and the east and the west are not in the United States. The east and the west is not on the earth. It's not in Florida. It's not in Canada. It's in the universes. Universes. It's in the universes, and nobody knows where it is, and God says all yesterdays are as far from Him as the east is to the west. He's not thinking about that. He's thinking about His will for you, His total will for you, that you be who He says you are, that you act on who He says you are. It's God's will that you act like who He says you are. And He says you are His holy champion, royal woman of God, man of God, child of His. And that's what He wants you to act on. When He says all fear is gone, what do you say? Oh, but I'm so afraid. I'm afraid of spiders. I'm afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of the night. I'm afraid of the rain. I grew up in a time when parents controlled their children with fear. Now, you don't go out, Rose. You don't be out after dark. No, 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 no. There's a boogeyman. There's a boogeyman. He'll get you. Well, we didn't know who the boogeyman was, but we were warned about him, and we were told he would get us. And I learned to come in before dark as a kid, and it took me till I was in my 30s, late 30 years old, and had children to realize I could be out after dark. Now, that's sad. It's like the grandmother, great-grandmother, who passed down to her children that they have to cook their ham in two pans in the oven. So for all their life, they cut a ham in two, put it in two pans, and put it in the oven. And then one day somebody asks, why do we cook these hams like this? What's the point of the hams being cut in half and put in the oven separate? And somebody said, well, when Granny was in her time, her oven wasn't big enough to cook a whole ham in one oven, so she'd cut it in half and cook it in two pans. Those are old-time understandings, but it makes you understand how easily you can apply, without knowing it, the things of the world to the spirit realm and then be misguided. Amen? You can be misguided. The Holy Spirit speaks and brings to pass whatever the Holy Spirit hears from the Father. And the Holy Spirit clearly announces to you and to me and declares to us all of things to come. Oh, you don't know the future. You can't know it. Yes, you can. The future is not going to be anything than more of today, of the present of God. He takes his current present, today's what's going on, in the greatness of him, the goodness of him, and he accelerates it and multiplies it in the future. Come on. God's not into decrease or division. He's totally into multiplication and increase. Blessing, more. Ephesians 3:20, I will do for you far above and beyond anything you can dare pray, ask, hope, think, dream, or imagine. If you can imagine it, you've limited it. God is not limited. He's unlimited God. He's unlimited Father God. He declares all things that are to come, and he wants us to thank him for it. Thank him for it. I don't really think about what's coming next year anymore. I used to beg God to tell me just give me a little bit of insight to tomorrow, Father, and tell me what's coming next year. And I didn't hear anything for a while. And then one day he said, you know, you're not handling today. I'm not showing you anything tomorrow. You got to know today is just going to be more for tomorrow in the goodness of God. Now, it doesn't have to be more of the horrible things today. It won't be if you put God in charge of your life. If you say, thank you, Father, you're in charge of my life. So you have the privilege to have the clear, wise mind of Christ and hold dear his wise mind thoughts and his feelings and his purposes of his heart alive in you from him. You have that privilege. I'm going to be closing here with you right now to... In the next little bits, they're going to show you the offers for the books. And I want you to order this book. It's not available because it's back ordered, but you order it anyway. This is it. That's the name of it. This is it. 8 Power Principles of Love. From the Word of God, number 1, to the destiny of Him in number 8. With all the in-betweens. The love power principle of courage, the love power principle of strength, the love power principle of confidence. So many things in that book. So call in, order that book, and then order the 30 Days, the Champion in You. I've been offering this book for 10 years on television. And it is so important to get the Word of God from this little book. It's 30 Days of Teaching on a scripture. And I write just like I talk. Good old mountain, down to home, simple, easygoing Italian mountain girl. So if you want to read like I talk, then go ahead and get this little book and hear the word simple, plain to you. who you are, who God is in you, what He has for you, what He intends for you to have and to be a blessing for, with, in, out, under, in every way, the whole thing. So order that one, 30 Days the Champion in You. And then I think, Nate, you said we're offering Stop Talking Crazy. So the whole title, Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. It's all the scriptures in the Word from the Lord on how powerful your words are. And Mark 11:23 says, truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. That's the power of the Lord's word. You don't have to even understand it. You just thank him and agree with it. I love you. We've had a great time today. I've been blessed to show you God's wisdom and to read so much word to you about the power of him in your life. And I thank you for staying with me. And in the future, be looking for some great messages we're going to bring you on the Champion Way Farms ministry property and what we want you to get involved with us there for. I thank you and love you so much. And remember, nothing's too big, too hard, or too wonderful for the Lord.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.